Welcome back, glovers of all shapes, sizes, colors, and genders. I am T to the motherfucking buds.
And I am Blue Smoke.
How
you all doing today? It's my line. How you all doing today?
I'm doing okay, Blue. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. Well,
fabulous.
A little fat. I mean, the happening was on TV the other night.
And
so, I mean,
and I still see you have your TV, so you didn't punch it,
right? No, I didn't even watch it. I just saw it was on TV and I got mad. So
I masturbated to it one time. It didn't happen very
That's
good.
Not going to make it in this podcast. No, we don't edit. So anyway, yeah.
You want to start us off, Blue?
Well, as you saw by the title, this podcast is about the new movie that's out. District 9.
G9.
Peter Jackson, Neil Blomkamp, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Now,
aliens.
Yeah. So the premise of this movie, It was originally a short film by the Neil guy called Alive in Joburg. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. And it's basically about an alien spaceship that just all of a sudden stopped moving over Johannesburg in South Africa.
All of a sudden.
In South Africa. And they went inside and they saw that the aliens were like dying and everything and they needed help.
Okay.
So they're like refugees. So they set them up in these like camps and everything.
Oh.
And they call it District 9.
Like concentration camps.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, because they're helping them out at first and stuff like that.
Okay.
But then like 24 years or 30 years has gone by.
So like day camps.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Day camp for aliens.
Neighborhoods for aliens.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
But
Like friendly aliens.
Yeah. So they're helping them out and then 30 years gone by and they won't let them leave because they want to know how their weapons work and they're all figured out. And like the alien town has turned into slums and they're treating them badly and people don't want them there. And
yeah.
So
I heard there's prostitution.
Yeah.
Going on.
Interspecies prostitution.
Awesome.
So
the aliens have big dicks or what goes on with that?
I don't know. But the movie follows around this
this what?
This movie follows around this agent that's supposed to be evicting.
Like a secret agent?
No, what the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're like,
I'm
stupider
trying to,
than ever today.
I'm trying to get the 411 for the audience.
It follows around this agent that's like.
Evict the aliens,
move them to a different area that's outside of the place so people don't have to deal with them.
District 10.
Yeah. We don't find out about that to the end.
Yeah, you don't find out it's called District 10 to the end, but you can assume. You can make an assumption.
But anyway, he ends up getting sprayed in the face with this shit. this like oil shit, this fluid. And
what kind of fluid? Body fluid?
And he starts morphing and transforming into an alien.
An illegal alien or a real alien?
A real alien.
Oh, okay. So he's not
a 224, a real alien.
He's no longer a human being.
No, well, he's part human being and
part
alien. So he's able to operate human alien technology because it uses their DNA. Only alien DNA can operate the guns and stuff. Their guns.
Oh,
so now
okay.
The government like wants to dissect him and find out how it works so that they can use that on humans and make it so they can. And he's running from them.
So what do these aliens look like?
They look like prawns.
I don't know what that means.
They look like shrimp, you know, kind of like shrimp.
Gigantic shrimp
kind of thing. Kind of
like
claws?
A
cross between a shrimp and that giant cockroach at the end of Men in Black.
Oh, okay.
They look like big bugs.
Kind
of like most aliens in most movies.
So, you would assume, were there kid aliens in the movie?
Oh, there was kids. There was one kid. He was the kid of the smartest alien.
Oh, okay.
The one that was trying to, that needed that fluid that's transforming them into aliens. He needed that fluid so he can operate a spaceship to get up to the mothership and go home.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole point of the movie is that, you know, this guy that's now transforming is running from the government, so he helps the alien get the fluid back so that he can go home so that he can use his medical technology on the ship to fix him and make him human again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So
that's the motivation.
So there's a kid alien. There's a little kid alien.
Yeah.
So there would be a correct assumption in believing that there has to be a female alien in order to lay him.
Well, yeah, just eggs and shit.
What do the female aliens look like? Do they have titties?
I don't know.
Do they wear thongs?
I couldn't really tell during the movie. They probably just looked the same.
But then how would you know if you say T-Buds is an alien and he wants to go, you know, grind his alien dick up against, with that music, you know, I'd be strutting my stuff. I'd be strutting my alien dick. It'd be swerving. It'd be swagging back and forth. Right on the dirt. I see this nice piece of ass from behind.
Interspecies.
How would I know the difference between a male alien and a female alien? I don't want to go up and be like, what up? Want to go fuck in my shack? And they'd be like, whoa, man. Whoa,
click, 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 click. I'm a male.
Whoa, prawn. Easy. Step up. I'm a man. Be like, oh, man, I thought you were a chick. Usually I'd be able to tell because you have titties, but you don't have titties. So,
well, they're bugs, so, I mean, they probably don't have titties.
But how would you be able
to
tell?
They probably don't even... Since they're bugs, they probably don't even mate.
Then why would they have prostitutes? Interspecies prostitutes.
Good point.
I don't get it either. I don't get it. Unless
they never got into that in the movie, though, so we don't really care.
Maybe we should call up Peter Jackson and ask him a question.
Well, we don't really need to know that.
I want to know that.
So anyway, what was your take on the movie?
Because them bugs was kind of hot. Okay. I mean, I can imagine them with little bug titties.
Let's get into our opinion.
Oh,
let's get into the movie.
Oh,
a little
so
bit.
I've seen the movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've seen the movie.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
Why are you acting like you haven't seen the movie? Okay, go on.
For the audience.
For the audience. What audience?
My opinion of the movie.
Who's
is
listening to this?
My lots of people.
No.
My grandma T-Buds. You know, which is kind of ironic because she has big old titties. She don't have T-Buds.
Tig old bitties.
Grandma T-Buds. She
swing
listens
low,
to
sweet chariots.
Yeah. She has skinny nipples, too.
Okay, movie.
So, I don't know. It was good for the first half hour. You could definitely tell that it was a short film. You could tell that they just made a short film, like about 10, 15 minutes, and they stretched out to 2 hours.
Which they did.
And,
because, like, the first 15 minutes were basically a remake of the short film. And it was, like, a documentary-looking. Because, basically, if you've seen the short film and then you watch the first 15 minutes of the movie, it's basically the short film only remade with all their special effects and everything. And kind of introducing the storyline for the movie.
Yeah.
Which is interesting at first. Like, it's a good idea at first. You'd be like,
I was hooked.
Yeah.
I was hooked.
And then all of a sudden Peter Jackson took over, and all of a sudden it goes from, like, the point of view of the aliens, and they're, like, talking to each other, and they're like, we need to find the fluid, and the kid's like, yeah.
We already have sympathy for the aliens because it's like they're in slums.
Yeah.
And
they won't let them leave.
And they won't let them leave.
But to make it worse, Peter Jackson has to, like, take it from the aliens' point of view. So it's like almost like a Star Wars movie or like some kind of like, you know.
I'm surprised there were no women aliens. You know, the smart alien had a wife or something. And then, like, one of the guys shoot the wife in front of him and him holding the dead wife alien. I'm surprised that didn't happen because that's what it seemed like was going to happen. Like,
it wasn't bad that he had the aliens talk and stuff. It was just bad how he, like, took the storyline and made it from their point of view. He didn't have it, like, the documentary type thing throughout the whole movie. He, like, actually made it, like, because that's just stupid. Like,
From the point of view, it could have been fine, but they overdid the sympathy. It's like, I felt bad for them, but then they, like, beat me over the head with a dead deer about how sympathetic I need to be toward these prawns.
Yeah.
If I should use the racial slur.
It basically, like, everyone's like, oh, the aliens are just like us, but since they're so different,
and
everyone else isn't seeing them like that and treating them like that. They're treating them like dirt and like aliens, and they're just like beating them up and killing them and everything, but they're really just like us deep down inside. They just want to go home. And they just beat us over the head with that shit.
They just beat us over the head. Like, I beat my dick in the fire while I watch this.
And for all you video game fans that are like on YouTube, like, oh my god, this is like a prequel to Half-Life 2, and I'm gonna like cum my pants when I see this movie. Fuck you. It's a fucking movie. It has nothing to do with a video game. It's got nothing. Granted, it'd probably be better if they made it a video game instead of a movie.
Yeah,
but
probably
it would have made more sense.
Invasion of Shrimp People.
Yeah, like District 9, the video game, which they probably are gonna make. But still, for all those people that are like, look at the references to this video game and blah blah blah, it's like,
okay,
get over yourself and just go masturbate to the fucking video game already.
Not even masturbate. Try to suck your own dick while watching your mom masturbate to the video game.
Yeah, I mean, God.
That would be disgusting to watch, but you get my point.
That's the point. That's why we said it.
You know, in this movie, the guy at the beginning was such a nerd.
Yeah.
He was such a nerd, and then all of a sudden he's a badass in a robot costume.
Yeah, and like killing all these humans. It's like, how does he expect, he's killing all the humans towards the end of the movie with the robot suit. How does he expect to like them treat him well after that? The alien's like, I'll help you in 3 years, and it's like, I'll come back for you in 3 years. Well,
what the fuck's he gonna do in those 3 years?
They're gonna kill him.
Those motherfuckers gonna hate him.
As soon as they catch him, when the alien leaves, they're gonna kill him. So in 3 years, when the alien comes back, if he comes back, he's gonna be dead anyway.
Yeah, you don't even know if the alien comes back. And that's all confusing to the timeline of when the motherfucking alien is supposed to help him and save the people. It makes it seem like he's gonna save the people right away and then
aliens.
Save him. Yeah, save the aliens right away. His people, he referred to him as his people, which is kind of weird, because people is Homo sapiens. So, yeah, this movie is a little weird. It's a little Delaware.
we're not at the ratings yet, though, so we can't
say
Delaware.
I know, but it's still a little Delaware.
So anyway, yeah. So if it didn't think that the movie was, like, the movie, it's a good idea before, like, a short film or a video game or something like that.
Yeah.
Like the concept of aliens coming and they're, like, needing refuge.
Having it be, like, an analogy or a comparison to, or, like, a metaphor to some of the stuff that goes on, like, what you were talking about,
like
District 6.
District 6, it happened in South Africa.
South Africa, even now. Same thing. Even now, a little bit with, like, the war in Iraq, kind of, you can see little, kind of, images to that.
Very political.
Yeah, you could see references
to
that.
And they just used aliens to make it interesting and everything.
Yeah, and make it, like, wow. How can they treat aliens like that? But when, in retrospect, this is how we treat people sometimes.
Yeah.
They try to have this big fucking message, which is stupid. They try to make it subtle, but they kind of beat you over the head with
it.
Yeah,
because
they made
with the sympathy factor of the aliens, like.
Yeah. It's like, aliens are people too. No, they're not the fucking aliens.
Like at first, the aliens are talking to each other, and it's like, our plan is complete, blah, blah, blah. And it makes it sound like they're going to, like, fucking detonate, you know, attack the earth.
Rape our kittens and
shit.
Yeah.
Like, attack the earth and shit like that.
Just totally
then,
grab a...
And then all of a sudden he's like, that's our fuel to go home. Aww. And we're like, oh.
And you know in the commercial when it's like, what do you want from our country? And it's like, we just want to go home.
They didn't even
never
have that.
They
didn't have that in the movie.
I was waiting for it.
Yep.
I thought they were going
to... The whole interrogation thing?
I thought they were going to kidnap the motherfucker and be like, what do you want, motherfucker? Tell me what you want. He's like, we just want to go home.
And they even said, like, how do your weapons work? And they even explained that in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Their weapons are biological-based, and only they can operate them.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that point of the interview thing? And it's just it's probably a deleted scene that they probably have in the DVD.
It's probably for the preview to make it be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
These motherfucking aliens, man.
And we're not letting them leave.
We're not letting them leave. They just want to go home, but there's some... And then it says there's a lot of secrets in District 9.
Not many secrets.
Why not too many secrets? We already knew from the fact that, you know...
The only secret that we saw was that... They were planning on they were fixing up a ship that was underground under one of the shacks.
Okay, that's one secret.
To go home.
That's one secret. I want most secrets. When they said there's a lot of secrets, it implies that there's a shitload of stuff going down.
It hooked you for the movie, and it basically like, and then when that shit got sprayed in his face and he started transforming, you're like, shit, is that their plan? They're gonna like spread that all over the earth as like a bio, like a disease, a virus that's gonna like make everyone change into them.
No,
it was actually their fuel, and it just so happened that their fuel is DNA based.
Yeah,
so. It caught when it combined with human DNA. It caused them to transform.
Going back to the fuel, they spend 20 years collecting all this fucking fuel, right?
Oh yeah. They collect it one drop at a time from little drops at a time from like they go searching the dumps for
their own machinery,
their own machinery,
like fuel and stuff.
So they can use the battery acid or whatever in there.
So they search for this shit. For 20 years, and drop by drop, they get enough.
For one canister.
And finally, they're like, they get the final drop, and they're like, finally, we have enough. But then, the motherfucker, the human guy, the agent, grabs the thing, and it sprays all the oil, or not all the oil, but
a
good chunk of it in his face. But yet, they could still fly the motherfucking spaceship.
Yeah, that's a big hole right there.
That's like, it's like...
Because, like that last drop was the final drop that they finally have enough.
Yeah.
And then... He sprays a lot of it in his face. He's like, oh, but we still have enough. So why didn't they just leave before when they had enough?
I don't know.
Wouldn't they have to now go find more to fill up the canister again?
Apparently aliens are bad at math.
Yeah.
Mathematical calculations.
And
then it takes flight. Remember? The takes flight and then it gets shot down.
But they can still...
But they still have enough fuel to make it fly again.
No, they don't make it fly again.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Then how the fuck does it get up there?
That's a tractor beam.
Then why the fuck do they even need fuel in the first place?
Why
couldn't they fucking just use the tractor beam?
I told you that.
Oh.
The ship wasn't over the hut, so they couldn't use the tractor beam. They needed the fuel because they needed the fuel to make the little ship turn on, so that way they can use the computers to make the mothership work.
This is fucking stupid.
The ship didn't work without the fuel, so they can't use those computers.
Then why the fuck did they try to fly it?
Because they just wanted to try that first, I guess. That's what I was saying. That's the part that didn't make sense. Was that rather than trying to fly up there, they could have just sat safely underground, put the fuel in the ship, make it work.
Oh, yeah.
What
the fuck?
They still needed the fuel to make that little ship work so that they can use the computers to navigate the mothership.
This is fucking stupid.
So, yeah, it's just the part that didn't make sense was them trying to fly up to the mothership when they could when they could just have the mothership come to them.
It's a fucking tractor beam.
After they got the fuel, yeah.
How come out of 2.5 million aliens, How come this motherfucker's the only one that knows
and
how to...
Yeah, and he's the smartest one out of all. All the other ones are, like, stupid.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Was he the only one that built the mothership? Was he the one that designed it?
They must be on a planet of retards or something.
Or only, or
walking
like,
around
or
with
like,
little canes
or like,
and shit.
Or like maybe like they took all the retarded aliens and put them on a ship and sent them out, and he's like the one that's supposed to watch over them.
Yeah, maybe they were supposed to be in the concentration camp, like, get out of here, retarded aliens.
Yeah,
take your little crutches and go.
They sent them off into a ship saying, like, oh, we're sending you on a secret mission, but they really just sent them into nowhere.
We're taking you on a secret mission to go get... And then feeding them cat food and shit. I don't know too many people that eat cat food, but, you know, retarded aliens might love cat food. They're like, cat food. Yeah. All right, let's rate this bitch. It's getting me angry talking about it.
Yeah. We forgot about... Yeah. No, the ending, though, with the sad part.
What sad part?
I'll come back for you. You know, the robot suit that no grenades.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this motherfucker, the agent, since he's half alien, he could work this fucking alien technology that, you know, apparently is fucking phenomenal, but none of the aliens could figure out that they could use it against the humans. But, so he gets in this giant robot motherfucking suit, and people are shooting bullets and fucking
grenades
and bazookas at him.
Yeah,
nothing. He falls to the ground and gets right back up.
He's getting hurt because his
his body's connected.
It's connected to it. So when the suit gets hit, he gets hit.
Yeah, kind of like Iron Man.
Yeah, well, because it uses your DNA to operate, so it's kind of like a part of you.
Yeah.
But still, and then all of a sudden, he's damaged, and he's like, oh, I'm so weak. Then all of a sudden, a fucking truck comes, hits his legs, and he's down, and he's like, I'm finished.
And he's dead.
Yeah.
A little bitty truck.
He's practically dead.
A little bitty truck with, those police ramming things on the front of it.
But he's not dead. But he looks but he's defeated.
He comes out of the suit and he crawls away.
Yeah, he's defeated. And then, the one general guy that never dies throughout the movie, he's the only army guy that doesn't die. Yeah. Everyone else is getting blown up around him. He's like, oh, I'm the best, so I survive.
Yeah, he jumps out of the way.
He gets knocked away by it. The aliens rip him apart and
eat his face off and eat his fucking face.
And then at the end, they're finishing up. They go back to the documentary thing at the end.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
They get rid of it for an hour, and then they go back to it.
They go back to it right at the end, and it's like, his wife's like, I have this flower that someone left on my doorstep, this aluminum flower that someone made that someone left on my doorstep, but I know it couldn't be him because you know, we never seen him again.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it shows an alien making the flower in the garbage dump almost
like it's him.
Like he fully turned into an alien and he's hiding out now and no one knows.
And then
where he is.
Find out that all the aliens got moved into the other camp planned, and it's called District 10.
Yeah.
So sequel alert.
Yeah, cuz the guy he never came back. The alien never came back, so it's a sequel now. He's got to come back and get him.
Yeah, so they could butt fuck another $8 out of us at matinee price. They could just grab us by their alien hips and just butt fuck the shit out of us, even though they don't have no dicks. I mean, I looked in between the legs. I didn't see no dick.
They got little arms. Maybe they use those. They got little tiny arms attached to their big arms.
So they have two little arms. That's
the fuck
a big
do they
dick?
Use those little arms for?
Playing checkers.
It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. What the fuck do they have arms there?
Playing checkers. You know, they could be doing magic trick. Like Chris Angel would be like, look over here, and then their little hands would be like, maybe play the piano so they don't have to sit down and bend over. It could be like,
and he was the only one that wore clothes.
Yeah, there's one alien that wore clothes. Apparently he shopped at Alien Gap. All right, let's rate this bitch.
Okay.
I'm getting angry talking about this.
All right.
What do you rate this shit out of a titty line?
I give it maybe one titty down. Cause it was interesting. Cause it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it was interesting concept. Like to think of, if you sat back from when the stupid parts were happening, you just kind of thought about the big picture.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting, but then when you actually delved into the movie and the plot line that they created, it was stupid.
I was thinking about giving it one titty down. I might go a little step ahead and maybe do cross-eyed titties, two titties facing each other, you know. Cause it was decent. The first half hour was really gripping, and it's a good idea. I could get on the gravy train for the good idea. Just everything else, I couldn't stand. So I'll give it for the viewers. It's a pretty good sci-fi flick. I think people would. It's something new. It's different. So for the viewers or the listeners, I don't think no one can view this. They can listen it.
Yeah.
I give it two titties pointed together. That's my rating. All right. You know what time it is?
Time for our pick of the day.
To pick of the day. So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, what we got for him, Blue? What we got for him?
We got a special treat for you today.
Ah, a treat. Like a dog treat.
We got everyone's new famous star out there. Mr. Sean Kingston, fire burning.
The guy that sounds like he's from Jamaican, but he's really from New York.
Yeah, he sings Jamaican, but with hip-hop-ish, like hip-hop Jamaican.
But he's really from New York and doesn't talk like that. He talks like a Doug.
He just sings like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
Shot a fire burning on the dance floor.
Whoa. Okay, anyway, here we go.
Here we go. 911, shot a fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, quad? Kingston, let's go, hey!
Super thing, hotter than the sun in the south of Spain. Caught me soon as I walked through the door. My pockets started tickling. The way she dropped below that thing got me wanna spend my money on her. She getting popping like it, dropping that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame. I take my red back card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool. Somebody call
911. Shorty burning penises on the dance floor.
All right, so that's it for us today.
This is
our first podcast back for a long time.
Long, long time. Probably
so hope,
for
hope
a
you,
while.
Hope you enjoy it. We'll have a couple coming to you sometime.
Yeah.
So you can check us out at our MySpace.
MySpace.
MySpace.com/tbud630. That's T-Bud. That's T-B-U-D-Z. 630.
630. Oh, 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 oh.
Zero, though. Not a no.
Zero. Yeah, zero.
But oh, like, oh, the number. Oh.
Oh. Until then.
Until then.
You know.
Just take it out. Keep it fresh.
Have sex with bitches.